Shabbos per chof mishnehei. Hakash shal gabi amita. Straw that was on top of a bed. Normally, the Rav explains, at that time, straw was mostly used for burning as fuel. So if one had straw, it was muksa. So if his straw was on top of a bed before Shabbos, lo yinano biyado, he shouldn't move it with his hands because it's muksa. El menano begufo. Rather, he should move it with his body, with his shoulders, which is not the normal way to move it. It's a type of, the Rav explains, of tiltul min hatzad. Now, there's two types of tiltul min hatzad. There's indirect moving on Shabbos, which would be, for example, if you move something and while you're moving it, something else gets moved along with it. That's a classic example of tiltul min hatzad. And then you have this, which is even more of, I guess, like a shinoi, where you're not moving with your hands at all, rather you're moving with your body. So this straw, they're a little bit more machmer, because normally tiltul min hatzad is mutter if you're moving the item that's muksa indirectly, but the purpose of moving it is for the tzorach of something that's not muksa, that's mutter. But in this case, the purpose of moving it is for something that's muksa. You're moving it that you're trying to make the straw more comfortable by moving it into a, you know, certain layout that you should be able to sleep better and more comfortably. So on this, they didn't allow the regular tiltul min hatzad. You have to do it with a bigger shinoi, which is with your body, but not your hands. V'mhaya meichel behema, oshaya olav karasadin, but if the straw was set aside for an animal, or it had a pillow or sheets on it, menana biyado, so obviously it's not muksa and you can move it with your hands. Also similarly, if the Mefarshim explained that if you're in a place where the norm was not to use it as fuel for fire, rather it was used to eat for behemas, and it was always understood that way, then it would be muchan before Shabbos and it would not be muksa. Mach beish shel balei batim. If you had a press for clothing that regular people used to use, it wasn't specifically like a laundromat's press. So this is a press that had one platform, a board on top and one on the bottom, and you'd put the clothing in between that, and it would take out the creases, obviously. And these two boards were held in place by pegs that one would put, for example, over the top board, so that when the clothing was put in it, so the clothing wouldn't push the boards apart, the pegs would hold them in place, so then it would press properly. So matirin, you're allowed to open them up, which basically means to take out these pegs that you can then take off the board and take out the clothing. Avaloi koivshin, but you're not allowed to put them in, to put the clothing in there, to press it to begin with, because that's a uvda dechol. Because what you're doing is, it would take more than a day for the clothes to be properly pressed. And if you do this on Shabbos, you're obviously doing it for after Shabbos. There's no malachi here, it's not mamish laundering, just making the clothing a little nicer, but it's uvda dechol because you're doing it letzorach the next day. But obviously on Shabbos, a lot of open it. It's only mutter if you're doing it lichvod Shabbos. Vishal koifsin, but if you have a more professional series of this press, lo yigabo, there you're not allowed to touch it. The Rav says because the pegs are in more securely, so now it could be a problem of stira on Shabbos, because these pegs aren't, they don't go in and out as loose as a regular everyday press. Other mefarshim learn that the issue is muktzah machmas chisaron kis. This is a professional series press, and it's going to be a problem of muktzah machmas chisaron kis. The Rav learns that some of the pegs, I guess, were a little looser on Erev Shabbos. Then you're allowed to open it up and take away the clothing on Shabbos that you need. The Melechus Shlomo actually has a girsa. It's not matir es kulo, but it's makir es shelo. That a laundromat obviously had a lot of people's clothings, and if it was open, Erev Shabbos, that the press wasn't totally pegged in. So as long as you recognize your garment on Shabbos, makir es shelo v'shomto, and then take out your garment from amongst everybody else's garments. The Rav says Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, but I saw that many other poskim say that Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda. The Beis Yosef learns that it's mashal Tanakama is not even being chaylik on Rabbi Yehuda.